My name's Gary Burnson. I'm running for the United States Senate against Chuck Schumer in New York.
So I just thought you would have an interesting perspective on whether or not there should be an Islamic center built near Ground Zero, considering your work, you know, in the Middle East and your familiarity with, you know, the customs, the religions, and the culture in that part of the world.
I spent more than two decades in CIA's clandestine service, most of that in the Middle East. And I recognize that, of course, this issue for the mosque across from Ground Zero is an important one right now. I do not support the construction of a mosque a stone's throw away from Ground Zero. And the reason is a practical and operational reason. What I have witnessed over the last several decades is that fundamentalists like to attack, monuments and shrines. And, of course, that location so close to the World Trade Center will be a shrine for the U.S. and for those victims of 9/11. I've watched Islamic fundamentalists penetrate mosques, send their supporters into them, you know, build a number of radicals inside of a mosque, take those mosques over, and then, of course, in the United States, once they've done that, and at that mosque, they can then petition for imams who are radicals to come and manage those mosques and lead them there. This is actually a problem, a serious problem. If you look around the world, there are a series of mosques like the Hamburg Mosque that are significant like this. The Hamburg Mosque is a place where the Iranian Revolution was launched from. Also, Mohammed Atta and many of the other 9/11 hijackers were organizing themselves via that mosque. I am concerned that the mosque from right across from the World Trade Center will become a magnet for militantism. I recognize that this can happen at any mosque, at any place in the country, but the mosque at that particular location is going to be a draw for militants. They will come to that mosque. They will organize themselves there because they want to do this to sort of, you know, confront us at that location, which is sacred ground in New York City. Count on it. They're going to do it. If you were to go back and look at what happened in Iraq during the conflict between the Shias and the Sunnis there during the 2004 to 2006 period, they were attacking one another's shrines. They will attack those locations that are most dear to their opponents. That site at the World Trade Center is an important site to us, and it will be something that they will focus on.
Now, if the site would be a magnet for extremists who are prone to violence, why would it also not be a magnet for moderates who want to make this a beacon for the alternative to that kind of extremism?
Time and time again, Islamic leaders in the United States have failed to police their mosques. They have failed to confront the militants. They're afraid of them. It's an unfortunate fact, but there are Muslim Americans that are fighting for America. I've served on the battlefield side by side with them. They are great, great people. The problem is Islamic leaders in the United States have not stood up to terrorists. Islamic leaders in the United States have not, you know, spoken out against terrorism. They haven't spoken out against Hamas or against Hezbollah. They just don't. They're intimidated by them. And it would be a wonderful thing to see them do that, but they have not demonstrated a track of record where they do that.
And is there a particular distance that you think would be appropriate for a mosque with respect to Ground Zero?
Well, you know, I mean, it's probably best to be out of that neighborhood completely. Look, we're having problems with, there are a number of mosques in the United States where you have imams who are hostile to the authorities, where we've had militants operating out of them. The police and the FBI know those mosques. I don't want to say, you know, who they are and where they are. But, I don't like, I'm not going to give you a block by block, distance on what would be safe, but I'd like to have it away from, Ground Zero, so at least it's not operating as an observation point for them. And I'm going to say, I have practical experience with this. I've worked against this for over two decades. These guys will come, they'll be drawn to that mosque, they'll get inside there, and eventually they'll take over from within.
Could you explain just the process by which it happens? Because some people, I can imagine, would just view that transition as something that's so that could never happen here. Like, what's the process by which you've seen this kind of ideology penetrate an institution like that?
what they'll essentially do is, in a city, you know, the size of New York, they'll just instruct, you know, those who are militant Islamic fundamentalists will direct themselves, and they'll go, and they'll start practice preaching at that mosque. They'll start, first off, attending the mosque. They'll get there inside there in large enough numbers, where then they will start to take over positions of authority within the mosque. They'll vote their own supporters in. It's a slow and steady effort, and eventually they take control of these institutions. We've had instances in the United States where we've had armed takeovers of mosques out in Denver by individuals who are hostile. We've had the police involved in this, trying to, you know, as you've had, you know, groups battling inside these mosques for control. You know, there's the author, Steve Emerson, wrote a book called American Jihad, where this was, you know, described, you know, in detail several years back about how these fundamentalists were doing this. They were having conferences with 2,000 people at conferences in the U.S., and they were standing up, you know, in Kansas City, you know, preaching hostile action against the U.S., but nobody was paying attention. It happens. It occurs. These individuals are committed to conducting violence against us. They will be attracted to those, you know, locations that are most important to us, and they will confront us there. Ground Zero will be no exception to that rule. You stand that mosque up, it's gonna occur. Just watch.
So if a mosque is built there, do you think American lives would be a danger?
Eventually. Look, I was the chief of Hezbollah operations in CIA for 3 years. I'm the guy that went into Afghanistan when we had to fight the Taliban. You know, I've been a CIA station chief, you know, in three separate times during my career. I've worked at this thing again and again and again and seen this around the world. You know, if you look at groups like Hezbollah, they have, of course, their headquarters in Lebanon, but they have outposts all over the world. There are 250,000 Shiites, you know, living in Ivory Coast. And there's a very powerful cell of Hezbollah operatives operating there. They're operating in places like the tri-border, where Argentina, you know, Paraguay, and Brazil meet. There's thousands of them out in the jungle there, all in the location. These guys, they're in northern Chile, in a city there that's along the coast in the north there. They're functioning all around the world in cells, and they stand up these organizations, and the public doesn't know very much about this. And they organize themselves to advance their own ideology, and they will use intimidation to get their way, and ultimately violence when it suits them. And it's Al Qaeda matches and mirrors the way that Hezbollah does its work. They will set up phony NGOs so that they'll have an arm or an action arm that will do what makes them appear to do good works in a community, and at the same time, the money from those endeavors is split off and siphoned off into violence. Many, many Americans are blind, and many American political leaders are blind to these types of activities. They know little to nothing about them.
Very, very interesting. Gary, thank you so, so very much for your input on this.
You're very, very welcome.